20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Welcome everybody to another edition of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Dan Kotnick. With me today are my two partners in crime. I've got Matt Frelick and Jen Mackey.
How are you doing? Good, how about
you? Pretty good.
Good. I just realized I called Janelle Jen. Do you actually go by Jen, or did I just completely take control
no,
and call
honestly,
you whatever I want?
No, honestly, I had never been called that until I moved to Green Bay, because apparently Janelle is just too hard to say there, so it was Jen.
Why does that not surprise me? Like, that just, like, having lived in Green Bay for over 10 years, it's like, yeah, people would struggle with a couple, four extra letters.
They'd call me Jenny, which is the same amount of syllables as Janelle, but apparently that's just easier. I don't know.
It's the double L is what does it.
I guess
completely throws people off.
You could just, you could really shorten it and just go Jen Mack. Like, that sounds like a, I don't know what it is, but it sounds
at least people spell
cool
it right that way.
That's fair.
No, I'm with you. I'm Jen Mack,
right,
reporting for ESPN.
That's what I'm saying. That, like, it sounds quick.
All right, I found my radio name.
It's a quick hitter.
Seven letters.
Well, we are starting episode here. We got a couple of things to touch before we get into the fun, because I think we've got a super fun episode lined up for us today. Some of the news breaking from Lombardi Avenue. The Packers fill out their 90-man offseason roster limit with a free agent signing, tight end Pharaoh McKeever, as I think how you say the last name, which is funny because Pharaoh, it turns out to be the easier name to say than his last name, McKeever. It's his second year, really hasn't seen any real playing time, undrafted free agent, played with Pittsburgh and Jacksonville for a little bit last season, but never made a full roster. Comes in after Jacksonville ended up waiving him last week. Really just kind of seems to be a guy that, you know, is the 90th man because you have to have 90 men, or you can have 90 men. So just a guy that seems like he's going to fill out, especially, you know, with the tight end group that you already have in there, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's just big. Like, you look at this dude and it's like, holy cow. 6'6", 260. Like, but then you look at his measurables, like, he's obviously only been out of the league a few years, so like, combine measurables aren't great. Like, 4'8", 40, only 10 feet on the long jump, 31-inch vertical. I would figure a guy would jump higher than that. But, yeah, he's a body. I mean, he's just one of those athletic freaks. It's like, we'll try him out, see if he can compete.
Yeah, and you know the thing, too, he did play several different positions when he was at NC State. You know, moved around to like wide receiver, defensive line. And I mean, that makes sense with kind of the measurables that you mentioned. So maybe he's a guy that you just throw in there at different positions, you know, during practice. And yeah, like you said, he's kind of like a body. He just is a big, immovable force that your starters are going to have to play around.
Yeah. So, having played D line, he almost like matches up kind of size wise to like Kendall Donerson, maybe too.
Yeah, I could see that. More importantly, though, another tight end being signed, and that's Jay Sternberger, the third-round tight end pick for the Packers, a guy that probably has a much better shot at making the 54-man roster. Just really, really the important thing with that is he ends up being the last rookie to sign, so now officially the entire 2019 NFL draft class under contract. Which is good. I mean, you go into before OTAs and you have your whole 2019 draft class signed up for, you know, the foreseeable future.
Yeah, it's a good. You're barely into June. It's everyone's locked up. You don't have to worry about anyone holding out. I mean, you would assume Jay Sternberger wasn't going to be a real stickler with a third round pick, but obviously you already got Savage and Gary already signed, which I think is most important. But it's you can kind of just focus on the rest of the year.
Exactly. So, that's really all the news from Packerland that is worth reporting. Josh Jones is in the middle of a holdout or stink at the moment. There's reports about how much he could miss out on by skipping OTAs this week. I think pretty close to $100,000. So good luck to Josh Jones and his Le'Veon Bell experiment. We'll see what happens with him as OTAs progress. But we have a fun idea that we want to explore today because being June, we're getting close. Father's Day is this weekend. Obviously, 4th of July is right around the corner. And so as things start to warm up and, you know, the tundra starts to thaw a little bit, it means it's grill season and time for barbecues, pool parties, all of that. Let's build out the Green Bay Packer barbecue, backyard fest. If all the Packers are coming, who's doing what? Who's bringing what? You know, where do these guys all fit in? So I guess before we jump into that, where do you guys personally fall barbecue-wise? Is it burgers? Are you going brats? Are you going ribs? What's the main course at your barbecue?
Man, I gotta say just burgers or cheeseburgers. So it's like you're playing to both crowds. If you don't like cheese on your cheeseburger, like you can kind of get the heck out of my barbecue in general. And then I just like you can diversify a little bit. You can go different condiments, you know, brown mustard. That dog obviously loves brown mustard as well. And then you have just different like kind of like lettuce, onion, tomato. I like the versatility of it. Janelle, what are they cooking in Minnesota?
Based off of what we did at my brother's grad party, and that was burgers and cheddar filled brats from Johnsonville. Better with cheddar, can't go wrong with that. Yeah, my sister has an internship at Johnsonville right now, so we got the hookup. No,
definitely.
Sadly,
any leftovers?
No. Yeah,
really?
So, and then you got to get your baked beans, your coleslaw, your chips. Obviously, throwing some desserts in there, and of course the beer. Yep.
Beer's important. Yeah, Dan, what about you? What are you getting going at your grill?
I go the same with you. I go burgers almost strictly because I think there's just so much you can do with them. You know, you can either you can put all the different condiments on it. You can do bacon. You can, you know, if you want to do different kinds of meat in your burgers, if you want to do, you know, turkey, if you're looking to, you know, watch the waistline or something. I mean, there's just so much you can do with the burger. I feel like it's the perfect barbecue food for everybody.
And you can really not like pay attention and grill with burgers. You know what I'm saying? Like you could get distracted, grabbing a beer, going inside, you know, using the restroom, coming back and like, oh, I have to flip those and throw some cheese on it. Like no one really be the wiser.
That eat that charred burger anyways.
Right, exactly.
So it's fine.
Oh yeah.
So in our pack, let's say you're not going to have the barbecue at Lambeau. So let's say we're over at Rainichke Field there, which I think is the perfect barbecue place. Who's is the grill master for
Aaron
the Packers?
Rodgers.
Who's running
Come on.
Everything?
He runs the offense, so of course he's going to run the grill.
Yeah, it's I agree. He's got to be the guy. I mean, and then I'm thinking like I know we were talking about this throughout the day. Like, is he going gas grill or is he going charcoal grill? Like, what is Aaron Rodgers doing? I personally think he's more of a gas grill guy. I don't think he really wants the whole process between the barbecue. He wants to get out, get the gas going, and just you know get some meat on there. I don't think he really wants
charcoal,
to screw around too much.
The rookie start it for him. He's not.
I would agree.
He's not going to do the dirty work.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I'm like Kaiser and Boyle and Wilkins. They're all bringing like the charcoal. They're going to bring the gas, like the lighter fluid. Like, that's exactly what I was thinking, Janelle, for sure. Like they're going to do the light work. Yeah, for sure. I agree.
I'm going to try and be different, maybe for the sake of just being different. I think Mike Daniels makes a good grill master because as a man of heftier proportions, I trust somebody that's cooking that's on the heftier side. And Mike Daniels looks like he has seen himself around a good barbecue. And I just picture him. What I picture maybe more is the look, because I picture Mike Daniels with the apron and the big floppy cook's hat, and he's holding the big spatula, and he is in control of everything. To me, Aaron Rodgers seems like, if he's at this party, I mean, he's a SoCal guy, or he's from Northern California. He's a Cali guy. He wants to chill back. I picture Aaron Rodgers more in charge of the music more than
okay.
anything else.
Okay. All right. Now we're getting somewhere. Like, I thought personally music was 100% Jamal Williams. Always dancing, Bluetooth speaker, like really, really good playlist on the phone that he's linking up. And he's just like, he's setting the mood. As far as what tunes he's got going, I have no idea. But I think I'm picking like Jamal Williams' playlist over Aaron Rodgers.
To pick the music.
I can respect that. That's the thing is with the barbecue, you know, you've got so many different personalities that – I think you have the opportunity to kind of mix and match who's kind of running things. Like, all right, maybe we go a little bit country for some of these, you know, Iowa kids that, you know, are looking to listen to Old Town Road or something for the 50th time.
Hot jam.
And then, then switched up a little bit. So I can appreciate that. The main question outside of the meat and the grill, who's our main beer guy? And I'm going to ask this in two different questions, because there's always a guy that's going to bring the beer. And I'm talking like the two cases of Miller, like over each shoulder, the one that is actually bringing the beer. Or who's the guy that's bringing the terrible craft beer that he's going to make everybody try and nobody's going to like?
I didn't go with a craft beer guy at all for my list. I mean, I think the most obvious answer to all of these like accoutrements for a grill right now would be who's bringing the beer, and it's got to be David Bakhtiari. However, he's going to they're going to get a keg. I mean, they're not going to screw around. They don't want to have to make sure. I mean, they're just going to focus on the keg. But Gerhard DeBeer is definitely going to help him carry the keg at least to the grill out. He just seems very appropriate with him and David.
I'm very glad you brought up DeBeer, because that has to be the beer guy. Even if he knows nothing about beer, he has to be the one.
At least, like, I mean, is there a craft? I mean, Janelle, what do you think?
I'm
is there a craft beer guy?
I'd have to be like,
I'm not really sure.
Like a third year guy who's like, he thinks that he's in it now, and then he tries to introduce something, and then he kind of falls back with the rookies. But I'm trying to figure out who that would be. Who they think that they're in it enough to
guys?
Oh yeah.
Ooh, Dan's got one. What's up?
I've got it. The guy that's bringing the terrible hipster craft beer is Whitewater Jesus himself, Jake Kummerow.
Oh, man. I mean, Kummerow's been around the block, too. Like, he's an old – yeah, he's not really like a second-year guy. He's obviously been in the league a lot longer.
Right. He thinks he's – all right, hey, guys, I'm in the team. You know, hey, everyone loves me here now. It's my second year. Try out, you know, my blueberry double IPA that you guys are going to love. And maybe it's just the hair that's throwing me off. But Kummerow seems like the guy that is going to do that. He also seems like the guy – I would throw him as the guy that's going to bring, like, something really weird to throw on the grill. Like, he's going to bring, like, crab legs – or something to throw on the grill. Just
can you
just
grill
to
crab legs?
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know, but okay. I'll bet you that Jake Kummerow knows of a way.
They did it at Whitewater. See, I was thinking, Kummerow was, you know, one of the Wisconsin guys, right? Like, played at Whitewater. I'm thinking he's just bringing the cheese for the burgers, and then like cheese curds. Like, he's definitely doubling on the dairy.
All right, I can dig that. What about sides here? Yeah. Where do you guys fall on the topic of sides for your cookout? Because there's the big one is always like potato salad, because people want to throw tons of extra stuff into potato salad. You know, do you go potato salad? Do you go mac and cheese? If so, how do you do your mac and cheese? Where do you guys fall sides-wise on a cookout?
Do you like white potato salad or yellow? Because now you have a whole debate going on with the team.
I barely know the difference. Because, like, I've tried potato salad forever. I
I'll
don't
eat
like it.
both,
It's
but
not
there's
good to me.
certain ones. Like, I usually fall more
Well,
white
what is
potato
new with?
salad. I don't know why, but I lean more that way.
I mean,
Well, one is made with mustard and one's made with mayo, right? Is that the difference? Or I've never known the difference.
I think that's why I don't like yellow as much because I'm not like mustard obsessed. So I can tolerate it, but I would prefer not to.
I mean, as far as potato salad, like if someone's bringing potato salad, I've always tried it. I've always like, we'll do it. But the person that like is potato salad to me, being that it doesn't really suffice my palate, is Kevin King. Like I expect it to be good every time, but it just never really meets my expectation.
But
Like
people are still gonna keep
that's really
forcing it
good. I
on you.
like
Like,
that.
it's gonna work one time, Matt. It's gonna work.
Yeah. And I try it every time and I don't go crazy. Like it's like one scoop. I got to get some of the eggs on there and like the eggs are okay, but then all of a sudden he gets like the potato salad has a bad like quad injury and he's out for like 12 weeks. Like that type of thing.
The potato salad is on the IR.
Yeah, it's just it's always on the IR for
See,
me.
I thought of when I think of potato salad and I think of somebody bringing potato salad, I feel like that's almost kind of like the bare minimum you can do because it's always going to be store-bought. Nobody ever makes like their own
That's
potato
true.
salad. And so I just see, I picture, you know, everyone at the party, you know, everyone's showing up having a good time. I picture the big guy, Corey Linsley, walking in with just a tub of potato salad and setting it down and acting as if like he has contributed something huge to this party, and then proceeds to eat five hamburgers because he feels like he's owed because he brought a big tub of potato salad.
He brings like two of them in like two yellow
Yeah.
festival grocery bags. Like that's just so obvious.
Right, like the receipt is still in the bag and it's like stuck to
I
the
can see
side of the
London.
thing.
Doesn't even put them in like their own container to like make it look nice. Just
No spoon. Doesn't bring a big spoon. Just like whatever. You
Yeah.
guys can figure it out.
No,
See, I
yeah, he'll
thought
set
see,
it down, sets it down,
yeah.
opens it up, and then just kind of looks around like, "So where's my spoon? Like, you got one hanging
Exactly.
back there?" Yeah.
So I was thinking like as far as sides too, like Lindsley, like for sure potato, but I was just baked potato guy. Like I just figured he was just a baked potato guy, brought a bunch of baked potatoes, throw it on the grill. I had really nothing other than the fact like what you're saying, Dan, is just like he seems like a guy that's just gonna bring some real heavy dish, and I think Corey would bring baked potatoes, but again, any of the linemen really could bring that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and sticking with linemen, you could see Brian Bulaga bringing maybe corn on the cob, and I don't just say that because he's
Ooh.
an Iowa kid, but he just he looks like a farm boy, and he just looks like somebody that brought like corn, like you know, cobs of corn with him to school for his lunch. Like you just throw a
Like he
couple
got it from
of
the backyard and
yeah, just picked it out of the neighbor's yard as he was walking to school. Yeah. The food
I
always
see for
important,
yeah, for
but
sure. Like Bulaga, I picked like Brian Bulaga, I picked baked beans, like two B's. But like
oh,
he always kind of looks like this might sound bad, but like he always it's just his face. He always looks like he's got like indigestion. I feel like the baked beans would definitely contribute to that.
someone that deals with a lot of
Like
internal
you know what I'm
issues,
saying?
yeah.
You know what the look I'm getting in the front at. Like he just looks like that guy, but that
Just a
was I don't know.
constant sign of discomfort on his face.
Right, exactly.
Right. Big question here. Who's running the cornhole boards at this party? Who
Ooh.
is the unstoppable team running the boards?
From what
Because there's
I
always
saw, it was
somebody.
like Jimmy Graham and like Big Bob Tonyan, based off of Jimmy
That
Graham's
sounds good.
cornhole charity event. Like they seemed
For
like the
sure.
two hot hands there.
That seems right. That seems exactly right.
Well, it's backed up with, I mean, evidence. Yeah, I mean that is literally the cornhole equivalent of check out the combine stats for this guy. The guy I thought, and I just think that he seems like the guy that would, in an area that is not actually like part of the game, like he doesn't do it in the game, but does it on this side is. I imagine DeShone Kizer actually very good at cornhole
I could see that.
It's like, you know, kind of like ironic that he'd be really good at cornhole, but then, you know, on the football field, maybe not as accurate. So
I mean, he's an athlete. I see that.
Yeah, I see Kizer, and I think, you know, I'll go Jimmy Graham on that too. You know, I think maybe I'm gonna go Tonyan and Kizer because I feel like Jimmy Graham, he's a bit of a diva when it comes to his cornhole. I feel like is Jimmy Graham a good cornhole team player? We'll have a whole episode about it.
Yeah, I mean, just because you said like he set some charity events for it, that's great. But like, I don't know if he's any good. Like, I've never gone to
maybe
one.
Maybe it's just the illusion around it, where you're like, okay, he hosts it, so he has to be good. So you want him as your partner, and then you end up having to carry, which is where you bring in Big Bob Tonyan, who he's always good for one. You know,
he's the closer, exactly. Always the guy that's gonna finish. That's.
Yeah, he'll have like the one at the very end, you know, sinks it straight through the hole, and you're like, where the hell was that the whole first half of the game? Who's the first guy in the pool?
I'm gonna go Jair Alexander. I think he's just like, he's just ready. Like, he's ready to show it off. Like, he's young. He's like in like obviously super in shape. And he's just like really wants to set the tone. Like, he's really trying to just lounge out there and. I just feel like he's that guy.
And is he going to jump in fully clothed?
No. But he's definitely going to do like a – he's not going to do a cannonball. He's going to do like – what would he do? Like a jackknife or something, like where it's kind of showy, but you don't want to get like too weird with it. Not – definitely not fully clothed.
Like, you think he'd dive in fully clothed? Like,
I mean, like
– no way.
Depending on how much beer Bakhtiari is bringing, like, somebody's got to jump in with their clothes on.
Someone will jump in with their clothes on, but I don't think it'll be somebody that spends probably about as much as Jair does on his wardrobe.
It'll probably be, like, J.K. Scott or something, like, you know what?
He'd get pushed in with his clothes on.
My shirt on and...
No, here's what happens. J.K. Scott is standing by the pool with his drink, and Kenny Clark comes out of nowhere and just, like, you know, RKOs him into the pool. That's exactly what happens.
Sounds about right.
I see Kenny Clark as being the first guy in the...
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm picturing just... I am here. I am team big guy. You know, get yourself into the pool. Be the life of the party. And if anyone's going with his clothes on, I think Kenny Clark would.
Okay. I think that kind of goes like to the thing, like he's spending a little bit on his wardrobe. I don't know if you do that. I feel like J.K. Scott's like,
all right,
but yeah, all right. I got one here. So obviously we had like we didn't say burgers yet. Did we say who's bringing the burgers?
I think we just said who's grilling. We didn't say who's bringing.
Yeah, like burgers. I put Lane Taylor. Lane Taylor's I've seen a couple times on Twitter, like posting about grilling, and he must have some sort of sponsorship with a grill company. So he seems like the dude that'd be just grilling the burger or having the burgers, I should say, bringing them along. But what do you guys think?
I mean, I was just kind of picturing anyone on the offensive line. Like, you got Bakhtiari coming in with the two kegs on his arms, and then the rest of them just walking with like burgers and brats and like all this meat, and it's just like you're ready to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that really is the way to do it. Here's one I'm literally just trying to pull it out to be different here, but how about the kid Jay Sternberger? He's a Texas A&M guy from Texas. He knows his beef, and he's a rookie, so you make him buy the most expensive stuff.
That's true. And he just got the deal. Like, everyone knows he just got money, so.
Exactly. There you go, Rook.
So, and then obviously you need buns. Like, follow me on this one. I think Davante Adams brings the buns just because, you know, he's always beating everyone off the line, and that's all they're seeing when he's running past him is, you know, his buns, so.
And you know those buns are toasted.
Yeah, about 10 seconds.
That's exactly all you need is 10 seconds for the bun.
That's it. Yeah. And then he's gone. It's a touchdown.
Exactly. What about dessert?
I didn't go dessert. I'm not a big dessert guy at barbecues. Usually my dessert's like a brat or another burger.
I guess like dessert, I would do like Mason Crosby because it's clutch. Ooh. He's like coming in at the end and he's hitting the nail on the head with the dessert and then everyone leaves happy.
Like, what's the dessert though? Like, what's Mason bringing?
I could see him bringing like just cookies or something, like a couple different types of cookies from the store, and like it's simple, but it's classic, you know? You don't get mad at him for doing something so routine.
That's fair.
It's exactly what you expect out of him. That's perfect. Mason definitely brings the dessert. And I'll throw my hat in the ring here dessert-wise. You know, I think it's hard to beat like a good like dirt cake or something like that. Something that's in a bowl that you can like kind of scoop out and portion out pretty easily with a spoon. And so
I'm gonna stop you because I need to know what dirt cake is.
You don't know what dirt cake is?
What is dirt cake?
Oh man. I wish I was sitting down right now.
I think I just got kicked out of the bar.
No, correct me, Dan. Like dirt cake is chocolate pudding on the bottom, layered with crushed Oreos, layered with like. You definitely have – normally it's just gummy worms, but you can, like, sprinkle in some other gummy.
You can make that into a cake?
Well, it's
I've had the dirt cup before, but
– Yeah, it's like
you're sharing it.
Like, I think cake is a word that's used pretty liberally for it. Like, I've seen it, like, kind of, like, it's basically just, like, in a big kind of bowl, like, almost like a punch bowl or something, and – it's that same kind of setup, and you just kind of like are scooping out, you know, parts here and there. You know, somebody takes all the gummy worms. That's how I see it.
There's no baking even involved, but yeah, it is dirt cake. Like,
okay, but okay, I'm back on board now.
Okay, all right.
We almost had to end that right there.
Yeah,
that goes far beyond the lightning knockout debate.
Which lost, by the way.
It's lost.
That's true. Yeah, I did lose that. But anything else that we're forgetting from our Packers barbecue?
I got a few guys. Okay. I'm just gonna, or Janelle, you go ahead.
Hit us.
I was gonna say, because like at the barbecue or the like outdoor party, when it comes to what I do, I'm the one that brings all the sunscreen, and I could also see J.K. Scott being that kid
that has to bring the sunscreen
up like 50 and is like putting it on every 20 minutes because he's gonna get burnt. Like that's the important part for me. If there's sun, like I need to lather up. So J.K. Scott brings the sunscreen for sure.
Okay,
he's got the big thing of it on his nose.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Just getting tackled by Kenny Clark in the pool. It's. The picture's painted pretty well for J.K. Scott.
And he's mad because, you know, he just put his sunscreen on, Kenny, and now I got to reapply it.
Yep, exactly. It's a whole big thing.
I got one. I put, like I said, big condiment guy when it comes to the cheeseburgers. I like the vegetables on there. As far as onions, I'm going with Josh Jones. Just putting a really bad taste in my mouth. Just a real bitter taste. He's not... not doing it for me. And then another condiment, I went with ketchup for Tremont Williams. He's definitely lost a step, so he's always playing ketchup.
Ooh.
The dad jokes are super strong right now. Okay, wait, there's one. Who dresses up as the stereotypical, like, dad? Who's wearing, like, the white Reeboks with the white socks?
Yep. Oh.
I feel like you almost go...
I feel like Mason Crosby, but we've already said him.
Because he's got, like, the gray hair, so, yeah, like, it would work with the way he looks.
What are you thinking, Dan?
I could see Vitale. Is it Vitale? Ooh, Vitale?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But he would, like, pull it off, and it would be, like, that new trendy kind of looking one. Like, yeah.
He wears it ironically, and he pulls it off.
Right. I'm a fan of it. Yeah. I'm a fan of it. Yep. Let's see. I know I got a couple more in here. I said Adrian Amos is bratwurst because like there's always a debate between like Chicago and Green Bay or Wisconsin and Illinois, like who does bratwurst better, and like the Packers stole him, so he's bringing the bratwurst from Chicago to kind of compare it. And then Rayshon Gary's bringing chips because they're like, hey, dude, you can't screw this up. Just bring a bunch of chips. He's like, okay, I'm a rookie. I'll figure it out.
Can't mess up chips.
No, you really can't. Unless you get, like, Tostitos chips with no, like, cheese or bean dip or salsa. Then you can screw it up. But I think they have faith in the man.
Janelle, any others?
I'm trying to think. Like, what else is there at a barbecue?
I mean, there's so many, like, condiments. Like brown mustard. I said Aaron Jones because it's, like, it's you think it's just going to be a normal mustard, but there's, like, that little extra kick. So it's, like, when he's running through the hole, he's getting that long run every now and then.
Okay, it's very clear. Matt crushed this.
Guys,
what else do you have, Matt? Give okay, us a little bit, because I love this. Okay. You're hitting it out of the park every time.
All right, I'm running through it.
Papers. So, he's got pages of it.
He's like on page.
I said I had a notebook. I left it at home today. I told you that. So lettuce and tomato is like kind of slept on, but when you have it, it's great. So it's Blake Martinez, like having a good middle linebacker. You kind of forget about him. Raven green relish, because green relish, pretty low hanging. Jimmy Graham brought chicken wings.
Because the other ones were not low hanging.
Jimmy Graham brought chicken wings because doesn't he like fly helicopters or something like that? Wings. Yep, funny.
He does just kind of seem like a chicken wing guy, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's like, no, I don't need a burger. I got my like KFC bucket over here. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. I'll go three more. So corn on the cob. Normally when you have corn on the cob, it's like, it kind of like on your circular plate, it kind of blocks a side of it, if you will. I know there's not a side, but it would be like, oh, blocks a side. That would almost be someone different, but it contains the side. It's Preston Smith. Jair Alexander, can't talk, is cheddar worse because like, you expect it to be just like a hot dog or a brat, but then you bite into it. He's got that little extra zest, so he's able to make plays at the end. And then Trevor Davis is plates. Because, like, you have to have a returner. It's just, like, not the most sexy thing to actually bring to the barbecue.
Okay, I have one question, and I don't know if you have an answer for it. Who brings their own food because they're a picky eater, so they didn't want to eat anything that got brought?
That's a good question.
Who showed up with, like, their bag of McDonald's and was like, I'm good. Like,
I'm going to channel my inner Matt. It's Sam Ficken. He's finicky.
He's finicky.
I feel like next time I go to a barbecue, I have to like bring something that relates to myself now. Like
mac and cheese.
I don't even know.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah. I'll bring There we go. All right. Everyone ever listening, I am always bringing the mac and cheese now.
I had one more on here and I can't remember if I read it off or not, and I don't remember what it was. It's over. Nope, I don't have any more.
That was fantastic, though. I mean, that was quite possibly some of the best radio that I've listened to in a long time. I mean,
and there's a lot more things we could have brought, too. Like, this is a pretty good spread, but I feel like there's a few more out there.
There's some smaller things that could definitely be – I mean, like the pop. Like, there's always somebody – you know, you got to bring a couple of 2 liters.
What did you say? And, you say pop?
Pop.
Soda, you meant. You meant soda.
Is it just gonna? Are we gonna have a culture war every time that we come onto this podcast?
I mean, I'm kind of like, I'm in like a weird area, like because my parents didn't grow up in Minnesota. I say soda, but I'm pretty sure it's pop here though. Like everyone here says pop.
Yeah, it's cola. Like in the South, they call it cola, and it's like it could be anything. It could be a Coca-Cola or it could be like a root beer. They call it cola. Like, what kind of cola do you want?
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
they call everything Coke. And like, in what messed up world does that make any sense?
Like, doesn't. So if you want like a Pepsi, you still ask for a Coke?
Yes.
Yeah, that you say, can I get a Coke? Sense. And they say, what kind? You say like a Pepsi or Sprite or something. It makes zero sense.
Yeah, okay, well at least we're on the same page for that.
Yeah, we'll just stick to beer, we don't have to even argue Coke, pop, soda, cola, whatever. Exactly. Stick to beer.
No matter what divides us, there's always somebody else that we can hate together that'll bring us to unite us.
Last question is there someone that's just showing up empty handed?
Probably like Fackrell or something. Like,
Fackrell? Okay.
He's like, I did enough. Like,
I bought my time.
Like, people are still going to get excited that I'm here. I remember, even if I don't do anything.
I remember the one I forgot. It's, would be, not relish, sauerkraut. Equimenius St. Brown, because I think he's German, so he's bringing the sauerkraut. That's all I have.
You really dug deep for these. I was very unprepared compared to you.
Yeah, Matt obviously killed this.
Mind you, I just did have a barbecue at my house like 2-3 weeks ago, so it was kind of fresh in my mind. Like, it's just,
you probably like had your notebook going over all the foods, like, all right, this is what this person like, writing everything down, taking notes at the barbecue.
Everyone else is having a good time, and Matt's just kind of like walking around, peering around the corner, writing things in the notebook. Like, oh, pickles are green. That works.
Raven green, yeah.
Well, we need an awesome party to go to. I think it should that should be part of the, you know, the how cool would it be to have that as like part of the softball game every year, is to have a Packers barbecue or cookout along with it. I think that would be super cool. But hopefully you guys have both had a cookout now so far, you said, right? I have not had a chance yet. But plenty of summer left to enjoy it all. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed this episode with us. I know we had a good time with it. We all know Matt had a good time with it.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm just hungry now.
Right, yeah. Now I just need to go eat. But again, hopefully you guys loved this episode. Let us know on Twitter. You can to the podcast at Pack a Day Podcast. I'm on Twitter as well at DK All the Way. You guys, you're on Twitter where?
I'm on Twitter at Matt_Frey_. That's at MATT_FRA_. Janelle, where can they find you?
You can find me at BigMac_4. So at BigMac_4.
Tweet at us. Let us know if you call it pop or soda, or if you're a communist and call it Coke. We'd love to hear your opinions on all of it and opinions on the whole episode. So until next time, enjoy the summer. Enjoy your cookouts. We'll talk to you again soon. Cookouts just mean one more thing closer to legitimate Packer football. So enjoy the summer season, guys. And as always, we'll finish off with this a nice Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.
Shotgun formation of 3rd and 15 to the 46-yard line of Dallas. They empty the shotgun. Cobb in motion to the left side. Rodgers looks it over, gets the snap. Backpedals now under some pressure. Steps up, throws it over the middle. Got Adams! 30! Turns upfield, 25! Cutting right to the 20! 15! 10! To the south end zone for the touchdown.
Rodgers looks it over, starts to his left. Now he moves, starts to the right side. Snap to A-Rod, looking downfield, being flushed. Rolling left, winds up, rainbows it high and deep into the end zone. It's tight, what is it caught? It is caught for a touchdown.
Yes!
A miracle pass out of the end zone.
Can you believe it?
One kick away from the NFC Championship game from the 41. Left hash mark. 51 yards. Field goal attempt. Snap. Placement. Kick to the uprights. And it is right down the middle. It is good. And the Packers are going to the NFC Championship game.
And what a happy bunch of Green Bay Packers.